here's a story from The World.
International organizations are starting to send billions of doses of COVID-19 vaccines to dozens of poor countries. One of them is North Korea, which claims to have zero coronavirus infections. Not many outside observers buy that. Early in the pandemic, North Korea sealed its borders and has refused humanitarian aid from outside the country. But now North Korean officials are expected to make an exception to receive some coronavirus vaccines. From Seoul, Jason Strother has our story.
North Korea's border is closed tight. No one can get into the country, and getting out is almost as difficult. Just ask these Russian diplomats. This video was from Moscow's Foreign Service. It shows staff from its Pyongyang embassy and their families riding out of North Korea last month on a hand-pushed rail cart. The government in Pyongyang says travel restrictions are aimed at beating back the coronavirus. But Sokil Pak says the lockdown has also flattened trade with China, and it hurts ordinary North Koreans the most. Pak heads the Seoul office of an advocacy group called Liberty in North Korea.
The North Korean government is isolating themselves almost perfectly. This is creating a massive shortage in all sorts of goods, including basic necessities. You know, we hear from contacts inside the country that things like soap and toothpaste and even foodstuffs are in shortage. And so we're very worried about hunger. From what we hear, the last year has been a disaster.
In hopes of ending that disaster, the World Health Organization is stepping in. Its COVAX program will deliver 1.7 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine to North Korea this spring. Given North Korea's poor infrastructure, some observers say this is the best choice. Jerome Kim is director of the International Vaccine Institute in Seoul and is not involved with this COVAX initiative.
AstraZeneca is probably the vaccine that they can handle most easily. It's stored at 2 to 8 degrees centigrade, and that's the standard refrigerator, 2 to 8. It's effective after the first dose, probably, we think. It's a much more robust system from a public health perspective.
But some medical professionals say international sanctions against North Korea hinder these kinds of public health campaigns. Ki Pak is director of the North Korea program at the Korean American Medical Association. He says most shipments of medical supplies to North Korea need to be vetted first for security risks, which could slow down vaccinations.
Just because you deliver a 2 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccines, the vaccines just don't magically, you know, get injected into people's arms. And so they will probably need additional cold chain type of equipment, infrastructure, more refrigeration units, syringes, PPEs, I mean, all kinds of things that go along with the vaccination program.
Pak says despite these complications, he's confident the vaccine effort will work. North Korea's doctors, who he's worked with side by side, are capable of carrying out a successful COVID-19 vaccination campaign, like they've done with other diseases, Pak says. But human rights advocate Sokil Pak says the North Korean regime might not open back up or relax domestic travel bans even after the pandemic is over.
This is very worrying. The North Korean government may actually kind of feel like it's got used to a certain level of being closed off and increased restrictions internally. And if they feel like they can maintain that kind of system, they may actually not move to try and resume pre-pandemic openness.
Pak adds that these tougher restrictions on movement could end up being North Korea's post-COVID-19 new normal. For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.